Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It is time to talk gardening and landscaping and pest control and whatever is on your mind. I am the Dirt Doctor. We have a different approach here. We have an approach that is easier, more fun, works better, and helps the environment. Just a nice little side benefit, too. But the main thing about what we teach here is that it works better in every way. We talk a little bit about animals, too. I'm going to start off with the SPCA report, and then we'll ease on to other things. I got a ton of news to cover for you. There's a lot of things in the news, at least two things related to Roundup and how bad that stuff is and what's going on across the country there. But I have a few other things for you related to animals. Telephone number to be with me is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 1-866-444-DIRT, in this case, 3478. The SPCA report is kind of different a little bit today. We had good luck from our last dogs we talked about. Paisley was adopted, so thank you for that. Cameron's still waiting for his home, and his photograph, as always, is on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to dirtdoctor.com, click on the SPCA button there, and you can see the dogs that we're trying to help. This week's dog is Trigger, and Trigger's a great-looking dog. 6 years old, 66-pound black mouth cur mix. I've never even heard of that mix, but he's a good-looking dude. He's got a little bit of baggage. It's not bad, but it's just something you need to understand. He's a little fearful of the outdoors, it says. It says he'll do best with a fenced-in yard. He does enjoy walks, but he gets a little nervous and high traffic stress areas. So sounds like he's a little sensitive there. Needs a wood fence that's tall because he has learned how to climb chain link fences. Just some things you need to know about. He does really enjoy being petted. Very sweet, loves treats, very gentle and all that. So he's a mixed bag. He looks like a good one, though, for you to consider. But there's a lot of other ones, other great choices at the SPCA. And I assume they still have the kitty cat program. It's a fostering program where you can foster these little kittens for a while, and you can keep them forever if you want to. But they do have a foster situation that helps over there. This is the SPCA, the Jan Rees Jones Center, just west of downtown Dallas. Wherever you are in the country, we recommend you help your rescue organizations. It's the best way by far to get pets and help them out. This feature is brought to you by Espoma. Espoma is a line of products that we're delighted to have on board. For a lot of reasons, the main one is that they just have extremely high-quality products, and they have this pet paws program trying to help keep the toxic chemicals away from your pets. And if you don't already know that, they're more sensitive to the pesticides and the high-nitrogen fertilizers that are loaded with all kinds of bad stuff because they're walking around on their bare feet all the time on the grass, and got their nose down in it. They're just more exposed. So thanks to Spoma there for helping us. Got a little story for you about animals also that happened last night. As you know, if you've listened to the show at all, we've had some conversation and some experience with coyotes in our area. I live in Dallas in the Lakewood area, and we got lots of coyotes. And we've had meetings with experts, and we've had a lot of conversation and debate to a degree. I've learned a lot, and I've put in practice something last night that I've learned. I was outside in the back messing around with our little dog, Tater, a little 20-pound dog, as most of you know. And he's a character. Loves to go outside with me. And we sometimes take a fairly long walk at night. Every morning we go out and take a real short one and get the paper. But last night we were going to go for our long walk. So I was putting I have two different leashes for him. He knows which one we're going to do. And I put the long one on. And we opened the front door. But let me digress a second. About 10 or 15 minutes before that, I had heard this singing, sounded like puppies playing and fighting and kind of some different sounds in there. It's almost like some howls in there, animal howling at the moon, just a lot of racket. It took me just a second. Then it dawned on me what it was. It was coyotes. And what that sound is that we've learned is not a kill going on, an attack going on, but it's actually love-making sounds. It's what they do when they're courting. They make these incredible – sounds like a lot more coyotes than it was. But anyway, 15 minutes or so later, of which I figured would be enough time, I went out the front. They sounded pretty close. But Tater and I go out the front door, and they're in the front yard. One of them just staring Tater down, and he didn't try to run after him like he did when I told you a story some time ago and chase him across the street, which scared me to death. This time they were just staring each other down, and I started my loud clapping and yelling, which is what is recommended. It's called hazing. You don't want to say, oh, how pretty they are, and that sort of thing. That kind of encourages them to hang around. But loud noises coming at them, being aggressive, they take off. There were about somewhere between five and six in my front yard and in the street. And they moseyed on down the way and went into one of my golf buddies' driveways. And I haven't even talked to him this morning, tripped on down the back. But if you have experience with coyotes, it works. I really have had several personal experiences with it now. Loud noises, waving your arms, banging something, they don't like that. And they don't like anything larger than they are, and they take off. And if you haven't heard me talk about it before, trapping them and killing them and that sort of thing, a lot of the experts say that that not only doesn't work very well to control them, but it actually makes the problem worse. Because if you kill an alpha female especially, the other females immediately go into heat, and you're going to have a bigger issue with them than you had. We got people already holding, so let me see what else I need to do real fast, and we'll go ahead and take a few calls. Seed regulation, there's something in the news. I'll just tell you briefly, and you can look it up if you're especially in the business of selling seed, growing things from seed, and all that kind of thing. If you're in agriculture and planting your own seed, there are several bills out there, including one in see where this one is, Missouri and Montana. There's apparently several states where there are bills that are going to end this seed regulation that Monsanto and others have tried to do. In other words, sell their genetically modified seed and have them patented. So the only way you can get seed is to buy from them again. And, you know, we don't recommend the GMO seed anyway, but there were lawsuits from the chemical companies where the plants had popped up on farms where people hadn't even planted them. You know, they just escaped and got on the other people's farms. This is good news that they're trying to end all that nonsense, and people can buy seed from whoever they want to buy from and plant what they want to plant, and don't have to go through the big chemical companies that were trying to set up a monopoly there. One other quick thing, then I go to the phones probably after this break, because this will take this long. Had a very interesting experience this week with one of the listeners who sent us a note about getting a price from a tree planting company. And the tree planting company, this person, lady, understood how to plant trees properly, wide, ugly, whole, plant high, and all that kind of thing. Well, this tree company gives her a price. And one thing that I didn't like was a partial guarantee. If you're going to get a tree plant, especially if it's a pricey tree, you need to have a full 100% warranty that goes at least a year. None of this 6 months, 3 months, or whatever covers two-thirds of the tree. You need 100% guarantee. Second thing, which was the most curious, was that they recommended planting the tree in a small hole, just a few inches wider than the tree, because they said that a wide hole would settle and hold water and really be a problem. That's goofy. I'll tell you about it in a little bit more detail, and then we'll go to the phones right after this. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Dram is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Create the softest shower of rain in your garden with the one-touch rain wand. Easily switch between watering flowers, cleaning off sidewalks, and washing your car with the Revolution 9-pattern spray gun. Put some Dram color in your garden this season. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, is available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. One quick thing that I forgot to mention at the start of the show is that Sid Miller was going to be with us this week. Canceled. Don't think it's a backing out issue at all. We're going to talk about the wild hog problem in the South, and especially in Texas, from his point of view. He had his assistant forgot or whatever that he had a talk for 4-H and FFA students this morning. So he's doing that right now and supposedly going to be with us in 2 weeks. So we'll keep you posted on that. Finishing this tree thing, and then right to the phones. Appreciate everybody's patience. The tree planting techniques, I don't need to go through all of them here because they're on my website, they're in all my books, and all the detail is right there. But the two main things that are important on tree planting are to dig a big, wide, rough-sided hole, a square hole like you dig with a backhoe. That's fine, too. You don't want a round, smooth hole because the roots will hit and start circling. You know, it's common sense. And the wideness, what that gives you is a great big area of aerated soil that those roots will like. It'll be the native soil that they'll have to eventually grow in. We only backfill with the soil that comes out of the hole. I ought to put that in this very important part, too. But what is recommended by this tree company, and it actually comes from a major university that's still recommending this. It's bizarre. They're saying that the big, wide, ugly hole can allow for water to sit and cause the tree to drown. It's just insane. Well, it's not only from my experience of 40 years planting trees in different ways, but the bulk of it planting them the correct way. Dr. Carl Wickham up in Oklahoma, who's a friend of mine, he's not organic at all, but he's done the research on tree planting, and his books state without question that the single most important thing you can do in planting a tree is a big, wide, ugly hole. A small, narrow, especially smooth-sided hole is the worst thing you can do. So for a tree company to be promoting that and actually arguing, it's very frustrating, to say the least. But so if any of you get into a question with anybody, you don't have to say the dirt doctor saying it. You can say the dirt doctor and Dr. Carl Whitcomb are both saying, and a lot of other arborists around the country, the same thing. Okay, we'll work in the rest of In Howard's Garden stuff and all that as we go. But right now, Let me see where we're going to go. It's Marie and Rowlett first up. Hello, Marie.
Hi, Howard. Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Same here.
My question is regarding putting plantings near the foundation of the house. What happened is I had my foundation fixed back in October, and on one side of my house, there's no sun at all. That mm-hmm. side yard is completely without sun, and used to get a lot of mud and wetness there. My son ran some drainage hoses several years back, which takes off a lot of the water. But without any sun, that place is always kind of moist. We really didn't have anything growing there but weeds. And I wanted to have some stones and pavers put down to fix that area. But my son said that he saw an article from an agricultural site online that says you have to have plantings near the foundation of the house to secure the dirt. And so we're kind of going round and round on this. I had a landscaper, professional landscaper that does all organic, come and take a look, and he didn't recommend any plantings because he said all plants need sun. And his recommendation was the same thing that I wanted to do, put the stones and the pavers, but my son said that this article that he showed me says you have to have something to secure it. So I wanted to get your thoughts and opinion on this.
Well, we have stone in the front of our house now, gravel. It's actually basalt, the gray Tejas black basalt in front of more than two-thirds of the house. Plants aren't near the house at all. So I have no problem with that a bit. On the other hand, the other side is not incorrect either. I don't mind planting being right up to the house. And a lot of people scare homeowners saying that the roots of the plants will hurt the foundation, you know. And I don't really buy into that either. I have trees all around my house, big trees that are very close to the house. And, of course, millions of people around the world do. So this is a subjective thing. Marie, it just depends on what you want to look at. Either one will work. You can keep the moisture level, whether you have gravel or stone or paving or whatever, next to the house just as easily as you can having plants there. The paving will function as mulch. You know, if you put a rock or a stone on soil someplace and you go back several months later and pull the stone up, it's still going to be moist under the rock, right?
Uh-huh.
One of the propagation techniques for roses that I learned from an old gardener years ago was you can take cuttings from roses, a little bit longer in this case, maybe 8 to 10 inches, put them in the soil at an angle and put a stone over the base of the rose cuttings. You could do this with figs and grapes and other things as well. And the propagation is very successful with that technique. So you can go either way. I don't have any problem with it. I think it's just a call by you of what you want to look at.
Okay. Howard, I wanted to ask you, because he said, well, how do we keep the foundation moist? And I think we could just run soaker hoses. Is that not
You can, but like I say, the stone's going to keep it moist. It doesn't have to be sopping wet. It just doesn't want to uh-huh. dry completely out. And when you water, when you irrigate, let the irrigation splash, you know, up in that area as well.
Uh-huh. So then it's either way.
Whichever way you want to go.
Mm-hmm. He had put some ground cover, and it didn't grow. It's still there, but it didn't grow, and I really didn't want that.
Well, you can plant ground cover that'll grow in the shade. There's no problem. You just need to look at the plants that I recommend for shade. I'm going to have to run. Did you have anything else? I'll put you on hold.
Oh, no, that's it, Howard. Okay. Just wanted to know what your thought was on that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I do a little contest every week, as you know, and the contest is rolling. The photograph is on right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. If you look at that top photograph there, it changes, and the last change is the contest is the mystery photograph. If you want to go to it, you just punch the little round button over on the right. And our next caller apparently wants to guess what it is and win one of our courses, the Natural Organic Certification course. Richard in Hockley, Texas, is that right?
That is correct.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I was going to guess on the picture. It looks like a pawpaw blossom.
Now, how do you know that?
I've been wanting to get pawpaw trees for quite a while. I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but I really want to get some.
Well, we've gone through about 3 weeks of people not getting the right answer through the whole 3 hours of the show and getting it after the show is over. And this morning we get it with the first call.
I just happened to get up and fart around for a little bit, and I looked at the website, and I was like, oh, what time is it? And I saw that the show was starting, and I looked at the picture, and I was like, no, come on.
That's a pawpaw in my backyard. They are in flower now. Very interesting flower, as you can see there.
It looks leathery.
It's real thick, and they're not brightly colored. They're kind of a dark color. You have to be looking for them to notice them. Now, one thing about pawpaw, and we've got, you know, we'll have the connection, the entry on the website about all the information. It is a wonderful fruit. It's a delicious fruit. Difficult to get it to set because the male and the female flowers mature at different times. And so most people will tell you, and we've talked about it as well, that it's best to buy pawpaws from different sources so that they're coming into maturity at maybe at the right times together, you know. So we haven't had any fruit on ours since I bought it. It had fruit on when I bought the thing years ago. One of them did, but they have not fruited since they've been in my garden. Well, did Mary Rose get your contact information?
No.
Well, I'll put you back on hold unless you had something else for me.
No, that's it.
She will get your info, and we'll get you set up with the course. And you're familiar with our course, I assume?
Yeah, extremely familiar. I've actually been trying to get it for my father. He works at a golf course and always talks about how he knows more about organics than the people who who are running the golf course.
Well, good. What golf course can you say?
He's been jumping around a little bit, but.
What golf course is he working at?
Here in Houston. I couldn't tell you the name of it now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, tell him to give me a holler if he's interested in talking organic sometime. I'm delighted. There are very few golf course superintendents that are interested in this. They all should be because of the water savings alone. But anyway, tell him to give me a holler. I'd like to talk to him.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do.
All right,
appreciate your show.
All right, Mary Rose, if you'll get his info, we'll get him the course. If you're not familiar with the course, it's a natural organic certification course, but it's designed for homeowners as well as people in the business. It's got enough detail for the professionals, and it's simple enough, understandable enough for anybody, and we did that on purpose. 15 chapters. You take it and have to take a test per chapter. You have to pass 100%. But it's pretty easy because not only do we cover it pretty thoroughly for you, but we also give you a booklet, 26-page cheat sheet. It's a little booklet that covers the outline, covers the details of the most important things that will appear on the test, and gives you a second way to go. And it's okay. It's an open book test. You can have that with you, and you can take it at your own leisure. Most people are taking quite a bit of time to take the thing because it's close to 15 hours total, maybe a little bit more than that. But you can take 3 years to go through it if you want to take that long. 866-444-3478. Nina in Maryville, Missouri. Hello, Nina.
Yes, hi. I'm Nina. That's okay. Thanks for taking my call, Howard. I sure appreciate it.
You bet.
I have a problem growing carrots. I used to raise beautiful ones and had so many to give away. It was crazy. And after 40 years of raising carrots, I can't raise them now without having lots of worm damage. I rotate my garden.
Okay.
Yes. I was doing some reading this morning on the internet. And heard your show come on. I thought, well, why don't I call him? I listen to him every week. So.
Have you seen these worms? Are they orange and hard?
You know, usually I don't see them. The damage is done.
You're already done.
And,
well, I'm just.
Yes.
It makes a little bit of difference which kind they are. Although the basic way to solve the problem is the same. If you're digging around and you see a little. Worms that are about an inch long and they're hard. They have kind of a hard shell. They're not, you know, soft like an earthworm.
Sure.
That's the worm of the click beetle. And they do a lot of damage. Beneficial nematodes are the way to control them. And I've been preaching. In fact, my latest newsletter was about the beneficial nematodes and Trichogramma wasp. The next one's going to be about the two plants that I recommend to every gardener. But this is it. We're right in the window now where everybody should be putting out beneficial nematodes for the control of termites, ticks, fleas, grub worms. And grub worms may be a pretty good issue this year.
Uh-huh.
And a whole bunch of other pests, but it will also help you with the wireworm, which is what the larva is called. Now, the other thing is, are you using more than one variety of carrots?
I usually plant only one variety each summer, but it's I kind of stay with the same kind. I think this year I might have a new one. It's Tender Sweet from Gurney's, but I planted the Danvers.
Have you not planted yet?
Oh, I planted yesterday.
Okay. It's kind of late. It's kind of late for carrots. You know, they really like to get an early start. And the other thing,
Now, I'm in Missouri.
They can take a lot of cold weather.
And
the seed is inexpensive. So what I recommend is, one, having several different varieties, having a mixture.
Okay.
The different ones. You know, if you just plant one specific variety or cultivar all the time, it just doesn't give you quite as much protection if the weather and the conditions go one way instead of the other way. So do two or three different kinds and experiment, play around with it. You'll probably run into something that'll surprise you. And then the second thing is plant in successions. Plant, you know, before next time, plant before you normally would have planted, and then plant again in a couple of weeks, and then plant a little more in a couple of weeks after that. And
Are wireworms more active later in the summer or early in the summer?
What you do when you do that is you just create more biodiversity. You create a lot more different things going on, and nature has a way of balancing itself out if you do that. If you're just using a hardcore the same date, the same variety, the same place, and the same amendments and fertilizers, you know, the pests can kind of get used to that and overpower you. Here and there. If you're using all that variety, it just gives you better odds.
Okay. Is there I always rotate things.
That's good. That's fine. It's not essential to do that if you do these other things I'm talking about. In fact, Dr. Albrecht from University of Missouri used to preach that the worst way to mine your soil of nutrients, trace minerals and nutrients, was to rotate crops. He didn't recommend
it. Oh, really?
It. Yeah. And Ruth Stout, who was a wonderful writer back in the 60s, she wrote the Lazy Gardener's book and those kind of things. She was extremely negative about rotating because she was a lazy gardener and she didn't want to take the time to do anything different each year. So you can go either way on that.
It's just, you know, we've always rotated and we've always till pretty deep in the fall and then, till as light as we can in the spring, you know, just to get it worked down. And
well, try those techniques. And one other thing, make sure that when you plant, you use the amendments that I recommend, especially cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal.
Okay, cornmeal and beneficial nematodes. And you said the
trichogramma. Trichogramma wasp won't help you with the wireworm, but it'll help you with caterpillars of various kinds, so I recommend putting them out also.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very
much.
It's been fun to talk to you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Patsy in Lipan, Texas. Is that right, Patsy?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Well, we have a problem with some mice, and we heard that Coca-Cola would work on mice that they can't
burp or something.
Yeah,
I've heard that too, and if it works, that's great. It gives you a pretty good indication about why you shouldn't be drinking Coca-Cola, I guess.
Well, I don't drink it, but
That might help you some. I tell you what, mice really don't like, Patsy. And this doesn't work as well with rats, but it works well with mice. They can't stand hot pepper. If you put out crushed red pepper, just get some cheapest you can find and dust it around where they're a problem. It works well. And then the snap traps, you know, nobody's really ever invented a better trap than just regular snap traps.
I'll be darned.
If they continue to be a problem.
Okay. And now with that won't bring snakes around because
hot pepper? No, it won't encourage anything that I know of. Most animals, some will get used to it a little bit. Unfortunately, squirrels are not totally repelled by it. I wish they were. And rats aren't. Rats will get used to it for some reason. But the little mice, I learned this from a guy who raised mice at a feed store to sell to people who had snakes. And he found out one day when he had some hot pepper in a cage that they avoided it like the plague. And then we started experimenting with it and getting people to try it, and it does work very well. You just sprinkle it around where you don't want them to be.
Well, that's wonderful. I've had a problem with it getting in my car, and
they'll do that.
It's horrible, horrible. We live out in the country, and now they're getting in our truck, and it's just terrible.
All right, well, give it a shot, and let me know how it works for you, okay?
I sure will. My husband turned me on to your show, and he just loves your show. So
well, thanks to both
of you. Thank you. Right. Have a blessed day.
Okay, you too. I'll see you. Bye-bye. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Just a quick note for your calendar. The next Mother Earth News Fair that I'm speaking at, it's not that far away. It's May the 6th, and it's in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm speaking... the only other one I have lined up at this point is around here. It's coming up April the 22nd at the Heard Museum. They're having their plant sale that weekend. And on Saturday, I'm speaking, and Tony Manisseri is the one that has lined that deal up. I probably am doing the pest control talk, but we'll see. I've got a new talk that I'm giving at the Mother Earth Fairs for my second one. The first one will be the pest control talk, natural organic insect control, and go through all that the way we've set it up. We've been having a lot of fun with that. But we decided to do the second one more specifically also. And it's going to be on the fabulous tree management and the fabulous trees of the world. First, tree management about selection, planting properly, you know, all the things that we recommend. Then second, managing diseases and insects on trees, and that being related, of course, in most cases to stress and how to alleviate that with the base work, the root flare exposure and all that. And then the last part of the tree talk will be the fabulous trees. And I'm going to cover the trees that are incredible that you've heard me talk about, but I've never put it together into one presentation. The champion pecan tree in Weatherford, the kapok tree, which is just amazing in Costa Rica, the tree that I guess is maybe my favorite one, the tree of Tule in Oaxaca, Mexico. It's the Montezuma cypress that has a trunk diameter of over 40-something feet. And the only one I've never seen, the oldest tree in the world, is going to be part of it. I may have some others, but it's going to be mainly these. The oldest tree in the world is a cedar of some kind. It's about 5,000 years old. They won't even tell you exactly which tree it is, but it, because they're worried. And it's probably a good idea. They'll tell you the general area, and you have to kind of guess. which one it is, but the photograph that we've gotten, I think, from National Geographic or somebody, shows you a couple of trees, and one of them is probably that tree. They both look about the same, actually. But I'm looking forward to that. I haven't done that specific talk. And if you're interested in having me do lectures, talks, seminars, whatever, that information is on the website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to Howard Garrett there on the homepage, and under appearances, you'll find where we're speaking. The Mother Earth news fairs are coming up, and all the other events. Harold in Grand Prairie next up. Hello, Harold.
Hey, Howard, on 75 there in Dallas, around, I believe it's Inwood, that part of the section, they're redoing the landscaping. When they originally did the highway, they put in some sort of plant, and it died off. And now they're putting in another plant, and, of course, they're doing it Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, which causes a terrible traffic congestion. But I don't know if it's the city of Dallas putting this in. It's some sort of a red plant that you can just visualize when you're driving down the road. But I was wondering if whomever's doing this, if you just put in a bamboo in that section, it looks like it's a 3-foot, 2-foot section in the median between the northbound and southbound lanes. What other kind of plants could you put in a highway like that that would just take off and grow and you wouldn't mess with?
Well, that's an interesting question from a couple of different angles there, Harold. Back when I was in the landscape design business, we actually bid on doing the landscape design for the working with the architect on the project. We didn't get it. A big national firm did. And what they designed, I thought looked great. I thought the road looked great, and I thought having the landscaping was good. But, boy, I started scratching my head day one about how in the world are they going to maintain this, one. And number two, how are they going to keep the irrigation system, which they were putting in a drip system, you know, was watching that. How are they going to keep the rodents and just general deterioration from happening and keep those plants alive? Well, the story is they weren't able to do that. You know, everything died for the most part. There, some of the landscaping on 75 on Central Expressway is still alive and is good, but you'll notice it's always in places where the plants are in the ground. They're not in those little raised beds and things like that, especially right in the middle of the highway where the temperature in the summer is probably 200 degrees and, you know, the irrigation's not working and all that. So the whole thing is a big question mark. What they're putting in new probably is some more of the red yucca. The red yucca has done very well in some of those places, like I was telling you, where it's planted in the soil. But they may be putting some other things in as well. I think the way to go when you have planting in a median and it's going to be brutalized by cars and heat and not maintained and the irrigation may go out and all that, is native plants, native grasses. Randy Johnson did, I thought, a great thing over in the Lakewood area. He put the muley grass in the medians, and it looks great. And when a car goes out of control and runs over it, it doesn't destroy the planting. Plus, it's a native grass and requires very, very little water. So I'm not involved in that project, but I've been scratching my head about it for a long time, Harold, so I kind of agree with you that it's an issue.
Wish you'd have gotten the contract, Howard. It had been done right.
Harold, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you, man. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. A little break here, and then we'll start the second hour with a couple of things I need to do, and then get back to your phone calls at 866-444-3478.